me in Detroit.
Welcome to the podcast. It's your host, Troy.
I'm Kendra.
I'm Juan.
And I'm Lucas.
Today's topic is Donald Trump.
What's everybody's comment about him? All right, first, Kendra, what's your comment about
him? No. It should be Juan first, because he's the Hispanic of the group.
Okay, I feel like he should stop, like, wasting so much money on this wall, because, first of all, it led to the government shutting down. And if he keeps on wasting money on this, like, maybe we could suffer another Great Depression, you know? Like,
yeah. So I'm gonna look up how much money he spent on this
like
wall.
Like a billion, like?
And like, no. And he's separating so many Hispanic families that, like, it's like, yeah,
like yours.
I agree.
Let's see.
All right, who's next?
Okay, say it. I'm just gonna say, okay. Personally, I have no problem with Donald Trump. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's all I need.
I'm gonna explain.
Why don't you have a comment? I mean, why don't you have nothing against Donald Trump?
I hate the immigrant situation. I really hate that. Other than that, I mean, yeah, I kind of disagree with him, of like with the things he does, but like overall, he hasn't driven us to war. He hasn't like done any. Well, he has done some things.
Yes, all right. Any families, Kendra? All right.
Yeah. All right. So everybody,
families apart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody.
You have a point.
Okay. Let me get all your attention. Right. Oh no. Say yes if you think Donald Trump is the worst president so far. 3, 2, 1.
Yes. That's.
Oh my gosh, Kendra, say yes. Say yes.
Okay. If I would have to choose the worst president, I would say Abraham Lincoln.
What?
Oh, I thought you said that was your president.
Yeah, he is my president, but...
You don't like your own president?
No, okay, here's why. Because, like during, like, slavery and all that, like, stuff, all of that commotion, right? I mean... In reality, he really didn't want to end it, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he got a point. He got a point.
Huh?
What do you mean he didn't want to end it? He risked many lives.
Civil War?
What?
The Civil War?
One.
What? Civil War.
Juan, are you
high?
Never mind.
Yeah.
Not on this podcast. Get him out of here.
What the fuck?
Yeah, but... Wait. It's a civil war.
Oh my god,
guys.
Yes,
we
are professionals in the podcast.
Isn't that just a movie?
No.
Wait, are you serious right now?
No, we're just...
No, Juan,
we're just joking.
I mean, yeah, Juan's right.
We're just joking.
Abraham Lincoln was in the Civil War. Well, he wasn't a part of it, but he was the president during the Civil War. But. Oh, and George Washington.
But now...
He's not as good as you think he was either.
Oh, didn't he use slaves too?
Really? Yeah.
He owned slaves.
Until he stopped.
Yeah. And according to my calculations, I'd say the president we have now isn't as bad as presidents in the past.
I disagree with that.
Look, come on. You know the best president in the world? It was President Obama. We made so many memes off him.
Like, what's his last
name?
Look, we're actually making money off of this. You gotta believe us.
Obamacare.
Yo, Bamba.
Just kidding.
All right. Well, but enough Obama of that. Let's move on to the worst
the
one.
Memes, though, he was actually a good president.
A good president, yes.
Yeah.
Well, let's set aside the good president.
Oh my God.
Now let's move on to the worst
let's
president.
Let's talk about George Bush. Let's talk about...
Wait, this is supposed to
be... Donald Trump.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
Bush.
Yeah.
What's your comment about George Bush?
Okay, so you know how people think he did 9/11?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Wait, what?
So he was the president during, like, when 9/11 happened, and they think it was an inside job, and they blame it on him, because, I mean...
Did he get impeached?
And you
no. I think he had... did he have an 8-year term? No, it was 4 years, I think.
No, but do you actually believe that, like...
I think it was an inside job, because why would two planes... Out of
three.
Nowhere, like
weren't they
you.
Five?
They look
four,
like
three. One went to the Pentagon.
Yeah.
One went through Twin Towers, and I forgot where the other one went.
One fell in, like someone, like a passenger, like what is it? What is that word? They like steered it, I guess you could say, into a field. So,
they hijacked
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Pretty much the passenger had to hijack it so they wouldn't, like, crash into another place. But the whole situation is weird. Because at the time, that's what, like, the World Trade Center was, like, huge with banking. And then the Pentagon is, like, a government thing. I don't know. That's a little shady, if you ask me.
Actually, I have no questions for this. George Bush was an amazing president who was blamed for 9/11. Now let's move on to the worst one. Donald Trump. Yeah,
wait,
so what else
no,
about
but, like,
him?
If Donald Trump, like, does something, because, you know, he's, like, trying to get peace with, like, I think it was North or South Korea, you know?
Bro, he's almost...
North Korea.
Yeah. He makes one wrong step. We're boned.
North Korea?
Bones?
Are you guys actually
we're
scared
bones.
Of North Korea? You know
yes.
how small
no.
North Korea is compared
brother,
to
hey,
the
man,
United States?
Have you not seen the news already?
Look at the military, Kendra.
Come on, we can't be discriminatory in this podcast.
Okay,
we're PG.
Coming... Okay. This country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, they're military. Yeah, they have a little walk. Yeah, they show off their weapons. But usually people who show off stuff are usually the ones that don't have a lot of it. Just think about it. Think about it. You know how those people, like those boys from school, and they'll like show off their money, like all those ones and stuff. People that show off something a lot, it's usually something they do not have.
Ones.
You can't tell me that's not true. So, like, someone, I'm not going to say any names, but this person.
But we're talking about a military, not
people. Yeah, but people who show off things usually don't have a lot of it. Like,
yeah,
if they
okay.
spend all their time marching down the street, showing off their little bombs, a little atomic bombs that can do, like, some damage. Not as much as a
some
nuclear
damage.
Bomb.
Some damage?
Some damage, just like ISIS.
What's your opinion about Donald Trump?
You put up an interesting point, Kendra.
It's very
so
interesting. Because
Lucas, how do you feel about yeah. Donald Trump connecting with North Korea since you're Korean?
Was it North Korea that they connected with though?
What?
Oh, He's trying to set peace with them, not connecting with them.
Oh, yeah, I love that. We're already connecting with South Korea, so North Korea would be a great advantage, so I can let my home people out of there.
Look!
Oh, that dump.
Wait,
okay.
Gosh.
But, like, if you guys are scared of North Korea, come on. I remember I used to be so scared of North Korea.
Yes.
But then...
We're scared of them because they have bombs.
Okay, we have bombs. Who's scared of us?
Well,
nobody.
Everybody. Everybody. This is why they're all being friendly except ISIS.
I say the country that we should be the most scared of is Russia right now. They have more nuclear bombs than we do.
Wait, is that a
podcast viewers, do you think Russia is the most scariest country out there, or is it North
Have
Korea?
Have you seen their language and how it's written? Oh, that scares me so much. Like,
I mean, it kind of does. It's Call of Duty Modern Warfare, you know? And like, it's like most of the games and the movies make like many people scared, because like many like games and movies that like say that Russia has bombs and like they always attack places like,
oh yeah, we're gonna kill you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
I know
like,
that.
That's not really much of Russians, bro. Some can be nice, you know.
Yeah, like, my dad
has
a Russian
friend.
Met
one Russian that's nice.
No, but like still, I don't know how to say it. Like,
we don't have to. Don't worry.
We shouldn't be influenced by like what other things tell us, you know, like what games or like movies tell us. All right.
The media.
Yeah, the media. Okay.
Because
media,
half the stuff that we hear,
the game,
half of the things that we hear on the internet or on the news is not even the actual case.
Are likely to be memes or not good things.
Yeah. So that's why I'm not scared of North Korea at all. Like, I remember I used to be scared when I used to hear, I see an airplane go over my house because I thought they'd drop something. Look, if they tried to bomb us, they would have done it by now, like last year or the year before last.
Oh yeah, remember, the USA has a counter defense against bombing, so that's likely the reason why they aren't doing it right now. They're just setting up a plan.
Yeah.
Not meaning to be discriminatory to anybody who views this, but seriously, that's all I'm trying to prove right now.
And
it's very simplistic.
It's, you know, I'm just not scared of North Korea at all. I mean, they look stupid. I'm sorry. Just the way they walk is funny to me. And then all those bombs that they show off is the same set of bombs every time.
Wow, they walk. Their walk.
The way they walk.
You know how much it costs to make a bomb?
I'm pretty sure it costs a lot.
You know how much it costs to walk?
Yeah, to walk that walk.
To walk that walk, you go like 90 degree angle up and then 90 degree angle.
Like, do they even move their other foot?
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Wait.
Yes, they do. Up, down, do the splits. Yep.
Splits. I can do the splits still a little bit.
I'd like to see that, but not now.
Huh?
Oh gosh, let's move on.
Okay. Like Russia, like there's a rumor that like Russia interfered with like the election.
The election, yes.
Between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Do you think that's true or like fake?
No, I just feel like
yes, Russia wants to elect a dumb president for a candidate. Yes,
like
they really want to do that so they can end the American country. But, as you said, Juan, there are some friendly ones out there.
Here's the thing. But, you see, Russia, at the end of the day, they do have more bombs and, like, nuclear bombs than us. But why are they so focused on a country like ours? They should be, like, focused on, like, I don't know, like, China.
They want to take down the best so they can be the best.
Well.
It's like Darwinism. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, but I forgot what it means.
Me too.
Yes, the most powerful survive.
That's right.
So they're just going to strive up the food chain. Well, technically, we're at the top right now. They're just trying to bring us down.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
But not necessarily.
We have a strong military, so I'm not really that worried. But you see, I always say I want to move, like, you know, like, to Germany and like actually like stay there this time. But
no, I've actually never heard you say that.
You guys never knew this.
I've heard of you talking about Germany, but I never knew like you actually wanted to move there.
I was birthed there.
I want to move.
Oh really?
Berlin. And my dad, he's always him and I, we always get into disagreements, and he he said that this country is the safest, and based on experience, I know that. And I was like, okay then, I believe you. But, okay. I mean, shootings and stuff happen here a lot more.
Cool things especially.
Oh, wait. School shootings?
I don't remember the last school shooting that's happened.
Well, but, like, lots of them happened last year. Was it this year or last year?
Last year. Probably last year. Because I remember the last one I heard of was at Butler, which was in 2018.
Okay. We do not need to bring up this because it is very depressing. Troy, our wonderful host that does not talk a lot. Are you there?
Troy, where you at? Troy?
Troy?
Oh my
Troy,
God.
You haven't done a thing for...
Come on, man.
You're our host. You're supposed to be giving us questions, you know?
Yeah.
Giving us questions, talking
with us,
please.
Wait, what did he say? What did you say?
Troy?
That's what he said.
I am slightly depressed.
What's wrong?
The King 2000 music is bad.
Oh, we don't even hear it. Don't worry. It's okay.
No, I'm sitting like two houses from my house.
Oh.
Outside in the cold.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, Troy, anyways, what's your opinion? Towards Donald Trump?
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
His hair, though. It's kind of chill. You know?
I like his hair. It's cool.
Wait, what? Yeah, I loved his hair, too, when he was out in the wind and it started going like that.
Yeah.
It felt like... Well, no, it actually looked like he had a wig on.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a wig.
I'm gonna go toast it now.
A toupee?
Glued on. Yeah.
A toupee. That's what that's called.
Nice vocabulary.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah.
So.
Any other topics?
Anything else we need to talk about this?
Alright, so. Do you guys feel, like, any feelings towards Donald Trump and, like, deporting many many people that immigrate here, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you
I
know,
cry.
I think this would be a question for you, Juan.
Many parents, especially, get deported, but their sons are, like, from here.
Yeah.
You know, they're born here, and, like, they usually get separated from their parents, and they, like, and, like, to me, that's really sad, because, like, getting taken away from your parents is, like, really depressing, you know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I cry when I see those videos of kids crying.
You said depressing, right?
It's really depressing and, like, sad to, like, see that happen.
All right. I was about to say, Juan,
especially,
have you been through this?
Especially when it happens in front of you.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't want to see that. Just thinking about it makes me sad. But, you see, I'm not gonna like ask, but like if you're here legally, you shouldn't be worried about that, right? Or can it happen to, like even if you are here legally?
Just as long as you got your green card,
like,
you should be A-okay.
But like still, if you're here legally, parents immigrate here to to have a better life, to get more
pay
or stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
A better life. Because I've been to Mexico, and, like, there's not really much. Everything there costs a lot.
Yeah, there's not really much, except...
Like, 7 and, like, 10 pesos, 7, like, 10 pesos, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they come here to, like, get more paid, you know? People come to get a better life. But, like, when they have a son, they worry a lot more because...
They're worrying about it because when they cross that border, they're afraid that they're
going
to get separated.
Like, you know, if you're undocumented and your son is documented and you turn 21, you're automatically documented.
Oh,
y'all never knew that.
My parents never told me this
information.
Actually,
I never did.
Well, no, it's true though.
Oh my.
I have failed to sufficiently support my brain.
For you to be separated from like your parents is like really sad, you know?
Yeah.
It is. Thinking about that, I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
Because.
Well. Anything else about this Donald Trump guy?
Troy, I don't think so. Who's Troy at?
Troy, are you there, Troy? Sorry, this is her 2 years. Troy,
are you there? He's chilling.
Chilling. I think he's dead. I need to go check up on him.
It's cold and dark outside.
Cold and dark outside. That's what his last words were. It was cold and dark outside.
That sounds like the beginning of lonely. A goth poem. Anyways.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, we covered how many topics about Donald Trump?
Many,
but not enough.
Yeah, not enough.
So, where's our host?
Yeah, what to talk about?
Is there, like, anything else we should talk about? Like...
Yes, let's keep bullying Donald Trump. What else can we talk about him?
The only thing I have against him is his deporting stuff. That's about it.
Mm-hmm. Deporting stuff like Mexicans.
Yeah, like no kid deserves to get separated from their parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, ICE. You know, yeah. ICE just got to be like that. Very cold.
Life is
very cold. Hard.
But like, all right. Do you guys think like America should be like the whole continent? But you know, Mexico and Canada are North America, but yeah. It's not really.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
North I understand. America, you wanna.
But like, it's but they don't count it as like America, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just count it as a separate part of America.
Just like South America.
I see what you mean. I think.
Yeah, because
it'd
no,
be
South
a great
America
profit
is
to do
another
that.
Continent. North America is another continent.
Yeah.
In North America, there's the USA. Shouldn't the USA be
a
whole continent?
Should North Carolina, South Carolina be a full state again?
Yeah. The bottom half and the upper half should be one together because it would be a great profit, trust me.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we can even deal with the drug lords over the southern parts of Mexico.
Yeah.
El Chapo.
Ah! Oh, I feel the presence of the host. So, Troy, where have you been? Troy?
Troy?
Sure.
I disagree.
Oh.
I disagree. Hello? On North Carolina and South Carolina should be together.
Yeah,
South Carolina, they have a lot of racist people against.
South Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
the part
in
I live in? Oh, yeah,
yeah,
Charleston.
Fort Mill's okay.
Yeah. Wait.
Charleston is a lot of racist people.
Remember?
You know, they had those flags about slavery.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the truth behind those flags, I don't remember. But, like, people have changed the meaning. It's not actually supposed to be racist or anything. But that's what I heard. I heard that it actually has no controversial meaning behind it. It just... It's something. It symbolizes something, but I don't remember. But I heard that it's not actually like offensive or anything, but people took it that way. I don't know. That's what I heard, but I don't know if that's true.
All right. Well, we've covered topics about many things: George Bush, Abraham Lincoln,
my president.
Let's look at the least topic: Donald Trump. Yes. It was all about Donald Trump, but we did nothing to say about it. But, well,
but like, yeah,
I learned nothing today except that.
I feel like the continent shouldn't be separated, you know? It should all be like, united.
It's all because of the Pangea, I think that's how you say it. If we were all like still together, you know?
Let's just ignore the fact, okay?
Wait, what fact?
Sorry, my brain's killing me right now. Podcasting is quite the heavy dose on the brain.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's fun.
Let me get it out. Okay, that's much better.
Yeah.
All right. Topics we cover today, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Who likes Donald Trump again? Kendra.
Kendra. Okay.
Yep, like, you do.
Do you like him or like...
Okay. Here's the thing.
Would you break up with Troy to go... No.
Wait. Oh my god.
Ah, never mind. I'm just kidding.
Okay. So, my deal with Donald Trump is that I don't have a lot against him. I have the deep deporting thing against him. Other than that, I tolerate him. He's okay.
Hmm.
I respect him.
Yeah, it's kind of like letting a child into the presidency board and just letting him mess with the laws. It's kind of like that because most of the, what is it,
he's
judicial?
Overusing his
judicial
powers.
Branch?
Yeah, what choice?
Yeah, it? Most of the... I had to take control, but okay.
Huh?
Hiya?
Hiya!
Oh my gosh.
Karate.
All right, guys.
All right, so, is that it? Or we keep
you think we said enough about today? I mean, it was all about Donald Trump. Yeah. Mostly or something else, but...
Then?
I mean, what can we cover about him?
Troy, say that.
What is the main question?
Troy, say that.
Why does he think that deporting parents from their children is right?
All right. Well, we'll leave that up to the podcast viewers to find out, or to answer, actually.
Yeah.
So, Troy, would you like the outro?
Cop the merch.
Yes! Oh my god, quit listening and go buy it!
Oh my gosh.
Yes, merch will be down in the description box below.
Merch?
Yes, the merch.
Merch.
Astro
yes, they're already
Boys.
Planning about merch. Three
Astro
episodes
Boys and
in.
Playboy Kendra.
Yes. You know the freaking vibes.
It's just Astro Boys, Playboy Kendra, and friends.
And
so
friends.
Now you're going to name
but,
the rest.
But Astro Boys is plural. Oh
okay.
My. So, yeah.
I'll let this slide for now. But either way, seriously.
We need the outro. Troy, outro.
Outro.
Yes, we're kind of new to this. Outro. See you later, guys. We suck at doing podcasting.
Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.